It's Tuesday, time for our regular conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. This morning, Dr. Husing is going to be talking about how the Trump administration policies could have significant implications for the Inland Empire's economy in the residential construction area.
There are several nuances to this. First of all, overall, the president has talked a great deal about cutting taxes. We talked on the last go-round about infrastructure and spending a lot more. Mm-hmm. Well, if you spend a lot more and you cut taxes, one of the implications of that is less money coming in, more money going out, greater debt.
Mm-hmm.
Greater debt then puts pressure on the Federal Reserve, because greater debt implies rising prices, particularly in an economy that's already approaching full employment. Mm. When the economy is approaching full employment, you generally don't run deficit spending to get it to go faster. You generally do the opposite. Mm. You try and slow it a bit. But in this particular case, with the economy almost at full employment, and you're going to then expand deficit spending, which tends to increase activity, prices are going to start being an issue. And that's the Fed's other job. They've kept interest rates extremely low in order to try and get the economy going. That has happened. They've taken one action already to raise rates. So you've had that action already occur. So if, in fact, we start seeing the economy rev up a little too fast, labor getting really, really tight, prices starting to go up, then the Fed will be honor-bound, given its independent status, to raise rates. Well, that affects residential, mm-hmm. because it affects mortgages. So the 10-year bond, which is one of the longer bonds, is the instrument to which the interest rates on mortgages are most closely tied. It will undoubtedly go up, and this then would affect the ability to afford housing. So that's a very major implication of for housing that could come on down the road. That's one. Two, they're talking about making changes in Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and possibly FHA. These are the organizations that are responsible for most housing finance right now, mm-hmm. in the country. An overwhelming share of mortgage finance, a bank will lend the money and then take the mortgage, sell it to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, get their dollars back out of it. They get paid then to service it, but that has kept the interest rates and the money flowing. But Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, they're talking about getting rid of their federal backing and have them be private sector companies exclusively. That has implications for how the dollars will be flowing into housing as well. So this remains to be seen how this all unplays, but it has serious potential implications for the housing sector's ability to really grow. There is, though, another nuance, and that is Donald Trump has been a developer, mm-hmm. and he has been a person who's taken advantage of the taxing system for development. So it's very possible there, when we make changes in tax policy, it may encourage the people who build housing. So we'll just have to wait and see that whole complicated package of policies and laws, how they unfold.
You know, in all the years that we have been talking, you have always been concerned that housing construction has not been where it needed to be in the IE until just recently. I've been hearing you say, finally, construction's picking up. Now, if housing, if you know, the caveats that you just gave about interest rates and such, could, if the housing construction industry doesn't pick up more, if it continues to be laggard, isn't that going to affect home prices around here, which have already been going up?
Well, home prices are going up, frankly, because we have a shortage of supply. And one of the things that is finally happening is the millennials are now getting into the age levels where they are themselves deciding that family formation and housing is something they've suddenly become interested in. They haven't been up until now. So this would be a time when you'd like to see housing construction take off. Now, remember, a good part of the problem with housing construction is self-imposed in California by the legislature's refusal to do anything about the California Environmental Quality Act, which is used by NIMBYs and others to just stop projects, and particularly residential projects. So, I mean, that's been how that is unplayed. So this has been the lack of construction of housing has been basically self-imposed in the state by policy or lack of policy action out of the state legislature. So it's, like I said, and there's been pressures to fix that. So we'll just have to see both at the state and federal level. But this is our second most important sector in terms of job creation. Again, a great sector for up and mobility to the middle class, as is healthcare and logistics. So we'll just have to see how these things unfold.
John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear past segments with Dr. Husing at our website, kvcrnews.org.